mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Darkest night, you are close like no other. I have known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. So good, yes, Lord, with every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. We praise you, Lord. We can't help but sing in response to your goodness. We can't help but surrender ourselves to you in response to your faithfulness and your love.
I very much appreciated the message of Dr. Stumbo. Sometimes I end a service challenging you. How dare you hold on to this gospel and not share it with other people? Other times I might say and talk about the most terrible place hell is, and that you wouldn't want your loved ones to go there. But I think his daughter said it all, that we're here for him. Would you seek the Lord today, this afternoon, this week, and ask what it is that he would have you to do with this great gospel message that we've been so privileged to take part of? Here's the benediction after Paul wrote to the Romans the treatise on Christianity. He ends the book saying, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever and ever. Amen." You are dismissed.